Okay, today's daf is Vabasra daf Yud. We left off two lines from the bottom and daf Tesam and Beis, all the way at the bottom of the page. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shob ben Levi Amar, Kala Ragi Lasos Tzedakah, anyone who is in the habit of giving Tzedakah, Havin Lo Banim Balei Chachma, Balei Osher, Balei Agada. The schar for it is that he'll be Zoche to have children who are Balei Chachma, wise children, Balei Osher, wealthy children, Balei Agada, and children who know Agadita really well. Balei Chachma, Duchsev Yimatzei Chayim. Balei Chachma, we know that he's going to be Zoche to Balei Chachma because it says Yimatzei Chayim. And Rashi says, Uksiv Gabei Chachma Ki Motzei Matzei Chayim. That Chachma is described as Chayim. And therefore, when we say that someone who gives tzedakah will find Chayim, it relates to Chachma. The Ein Eliyahu explains that Chachma is called Chayim based on the Maimer Chazal that Ein Ani Ela Bedas, and Ani is Chashuv Kmeis. So someone who doesn't have Chachma is considered like an Ani, and Meili is considered like a Meis also, because an Ani is considered like a Meis. So if you find Chachma, he's no longer an Ani Bedas, so he's no longer an Ani, and therefore he's no longer like a Meis. So it's literally that he's Matzah Chayim. Balei Osher Duchsiv Tzedakah. Right, he'll be Balei Osher because he said tzedakah, that'll have the ability to give tzedakah. Balei Agada Duchsiv V'Kavod. K'siv Hachla V'Kavod, K'siv Hasam V'Kavod Chacham Yinchalu. That they're going to be Zoche to Kavod. Rashi says, what's the Kavod of Balei Agada? Why are Balei Agada referred to as people who get Kavod? So says Rashi, Mitoch Shein Darshanin U'Moshchin Es Halev. Because they're good darshanim and they know how to pull up people's heartstrings when they give drashas, so people tend to be mechabid them. People tend to be mechabid darshan, who knows how to give good musr and who knows how to tell them an emotional story. They tend to be mechabid such a person. It's like the Gemara says in Masechta Sota Daf Mem. The Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Yavon and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba once arrived at a certain city, and they both were giving shiurim, two scholars in residence, the same week. Rabbi Yavon would darshan in Agadita, and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba darshaned in Halacha. Everyone went to Rabbi Yavo's shir, no one went to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba's shir. Who wants to go to the Halacha shir? The Agadita shir was available. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba got very upset. He was very perturbed by the fact that no one showed up at his shir. And in order to make him feel better, Rabbi Yavo said, let me give you a mashal. Let's say you have two people come to town. One of them is selling precious diamonds, and the other guy is selling little trinkets. He's selling little things, you know, 10-cent things. Who does everyone go to? They go to the guy who's selling the little things, because who could afford, who could appreciate the special diamonds? So people can appreciate little things, and that's what they flock towards. So he said, look, the Balei Agada end up getting more cover down here, but the Nimshal is, who's giving something more valuable in reality? The one who's giving something more valuable is the Baal Halacha, right? The person who's giving the shir in Halacha and the person who's giving the shir in Gemara and whatever, that's considered much more valuable than the Agada. If you just look at the way Shas is set up, 80% of Shas is Halacha, 20% is Agadita. So Agadita plays a key role. It's certainly very important in terms of keeping us focused on what's important and knowing, keeping our priorities straight and giving us Musar. But in terms of what's really the most important to know, Halacha certainly seems to be the more important thing to know. But as the way people react to it, people give kavod to the Balei Agada because they can appreciate the Balei Agada. The masses can more easily appreciate the Balei Agada. Says Gemara Vayeter Tanya, HaYiremei Romer Yeshlo LeBal HaDin LaShivcha VeLomer Lecha Im Elokecha Moi VeAniim Hu Mipnei Ma'ayinu Mefarnasan. Someone could come with a Taina and say, you know, if God really loves Aniim, why doesn't He give them money? He's God. He could do whatever He wants. So Amarlo, so the response to that is, Kedei Shenitzol Anu Behen Medina Shel Gehenim, so that we should be saved from the din of Gehenim. It's not for the sake of the Aniim that we give tzedakah, it's for our own sake that we give tzedakah, so that we should be saved from Dina Shel Gehenim. In fact, the Rif on the Ein Yaakov asks, he says, I don't understand. Ein lecha avla gadol mizu kedei lahatzilanu midina shel gehenim yanu acherim b'shvilam? Just because God wants to save us from Dina Shel Gehenim, the poor have to suffer? Why is that fair? Meaning, if they're not suffering for their own sins, they're not suffering because God doesn't like them, because God is angry at them, or anything like that. They're simply suffering because we need to do the mitzvah of tzedakah to be saved from Dina Shel Gehenim. Why do they have to suffer? Just so we should be saved. Medina shel Gehenim. So the Achronim try to answer this question. The Eitz Yosef explains that the answer of the Gemara to be saved, Medina shel Gehenim, is not only going on the Ashir, it's going on the Ani also. That part of the reason that he suffers is because for whatever Averos he's done, he'd much rather suffer in Olam Hazeh for those Averos than suffer in Olam Haba. So he's also Nitzol Medina shel Gehenim through this. Through the Yisurin that he's suffering in Olam Hazeh, he's also going to be saved Medina shel Gehenim. And the Asher is going to be saved Medina shel Gehenim because we're doing the mitzvah of supporting him. And a very similar conversation took place between Tarnas Rufus HaRasha and Rabbi Akiva. V'zu she'el l'shol Tarnas Rufus HaRasha is Rabbi Akiva. Im elokechem oiv aniyim hu mipnei ma'inu mefarnasam. Tarnas Rufus HaRasha asked Rabbi Akiva, if God really loves poor people so much, why doesn't he support them? Amar lei k'dei sh'nitzalanu b'hen Medina shel Gehenim. And he responded, it's so that we can be saved from Gehenim by us supporting them. Amr Lei, so Tarnas Rufus responded, Adraba, Zusha Mechayavton LeGehenim. Doesn't that make it even worse for you? Because now you're going to be Chayiv in Gehenim. Why? Emshel Chamashal Madav Doma. He said, let me give you a mashal. Lemelech Basar Vadom Shekas Alavdo. Vechavsho Bebeis Asurin. Let's say you had a king that got angry at a servant of his and he locked him up in jail. Vetziva Alav Shalalach, he loved Shalalash Koso. And he gave a commandment to anybody in his kingdom that you're not allowed to give him to eat, you're not allowed to give him to drink. He's angry at this Eved, and that's why he's punishing him. And then a guy comes and decides on his own that he thinks it's not nice, and he's going to go and give this fellow drink and food while he's in jail. When the king hears about that, don't you think the king's going to be angry that someone went behind his back and fed this Eved? And Klal Yisrael is referred to as Avadim. Pasuk says, Kili b'nei Yisrael Avadim. So how can you go and do this? Isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing the Aniyim? So Rabbi Akiva responds, let me give you a mashal of my own. L'melech basa v'dam, shekas al b'no. You missed one line. It's not shekas al avdo. It's like a melech basar v'dam that got angry at his son. The chavsho bebeis asurin, and he locked him up in jail. V'tzivah lav shalal achil v'shalal ashkoso. And the king was acting so irrationally. He was acting in such a rage against his child that he told people he doesn't want them to feed or give his child to drink. V'halach adam echad v'hechilu v'shkohu. And someone realizing that the king is just angry right now, but this isn't what the king really wants, and that the king really loves his child and is going to want the child to survive and will regret if the child dies of starvation, goes and feeds the child and gives the child to drink. When the king hears about this, don't you think he's going to give him a gift? Va'anan kruyin banim, and we're referred to as banim to Hashem. D'chsiv banim atam l'Hashem elokeichem. So don't tell me that we're called avadim, and therefore it's a problem when we feed the aniyim. Adraba, we're called banim, and therefore God's going to be so proud of us and so happy that we feed the aniyim. So Amar lo, he said back to him, atem kruyin banim v'kruyin avadim. So Tarnas Rufus said back to Rabbi Akiva, you're not only called banim, you're called avadim also. Don't trick me by telling me that you're always called banim. It's not so. Sometimes you're called banim, sometimes you're called avadim. How do we determine when you're called banim and when you're called avadim? Bizman shatam osim ritzon shel makom atem kruyin banim. When we listen to God and when we do what He wants, we're called banim. Ubizman shein atam osim ritzon shel makom atem kruyin avadim. And when we don't do what God wants, we're called avadim. Va'achshav ein atem osim ritzon shel makom. So the Torah service presses Rabbi Akiva further. He says, right now you're not doing ritzon shel makom. So you're called avadim, and therefore my mashal should be the relevant one, not your mashal. And feeding the anim should be a terrible avera. Amalo Rabbi Akiva responds, Harei omer, halofros l'rav lachmech v'anim rudim tavibayis. Emasai anim rudim tavibayis, ha'idna. Pasuk says you should give bread to the poor, right, to the hungry, and anim rudim will come to your house. Well, when are anim rudim coming to our houses? They're coming to our houses right now. This is likely relying on the drasha we made in yesterday's daf that aniyim merudim, or 2 days ago, I remember that aniyim merudim does not refer to stam aniyim. It refers to merudim, refers to people who are persecuting us and who are coming to our house and taking all of our stuff from us. So saying, when are we being persecuted? We're being persecuted right now. And yet, in that same pasuk that talks about us being persecuted, v'kamar, haloprost l'rav l'achmecha, it still says in that same pasuk to give tzedakah to the the poor. So don't tell me that we shouldn't give tzedakah to the poor. Shteit in pasuk that in a time like that in times like these we're still supposed to give tzedakah to the poor people. Paras Yosef has an interesting ha'ara. In his comment in the back of the Gemara, he writes Ayin Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav Plutad Rameiv Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlok Rameiv Rabbi Yehuda in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav. To Rameiv Srilid Beinkach Beinkach Kruyin Banim. Rameir holds we're always called banim laHashem, even when we're not osim ritzono shel makom. Rabbi Yehuda Sirli, the dafka bismat shenoagim minag banim kruyin banim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like Tarnas Rofus that we're only called banim when we act like banim. So that's what Rameir is the one that started this whole conversation, right? He said, Yesh lebal din la'ashivcha, someone might come along and taina that we're not supposed to be giving tzedakah. What's the lashon lebal din? Who's Rameir's bar plukta? Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda are always chalik on each other. So he's saying, based on my shita that we're always called banim, no one could come with a taina, because then Rabbi Akiva's mashal is the relevant mashal. But yesh lebal din la'ashivcha, if you hold like shita's Rabbi Yehuda that we're not always called banim, then someone's going to come and try to be meshiv and try to tell you that we're not really supposed to be giving tzedakah. That's the word of the Paras Yosef. Now the Beis Halevi, in his very first drasha, in Drasha's Beis Halevi, in Drush Aleph, discusses this Gemara, and he says, if you think about it, the conversation doesn't really flow. Rabbi Akiva first responds that the reason we give tzedakah is that we could be saved midinah shel gehenim, which means to say that the aniyim didn't do anything wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not angry at the aniyim. He's not punishing them. He's only doing this so that we can get the schar, that we can be saved midinah shel gehenim. Then Tarnas Rofus responds, and he says, no, I'll give you a mashal. It's a king who's angry and he's punishing. Rabbi Akiva just said, he's not angry, he's not punishing, no one's getting punished. He's just doing this so that we can get the mitzvah. So Tarnas Rofus didn't listen to Rabbi Akiva's answer, and he presses forward with his own assumption that it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. And then Rabbi Akiva responds, okay, naniach, that you're right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. But even so, even if you were right that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, and that's why he makes them poor, but still they're banim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to support the banim. So you have to say that Tarnas Rofus didn't understand what Rabbi Akiva was getting at. So Rabbi Akiva responded based on what Tarnas Rofus' understanding was. And he says, now we could understand very well, says the Beis HaLevi, Ubazei yismar lanu svarim uchudashas. He says, now I have a brand new svara for that which many of the Achronim write, that mitzvah tzedakah mahani gam shalo lishma yoser mikol shari mitzvos. That even though a lot of the Achronim write that when it comes to most mitzvos, lishma is necessary. You need to have kavana l'shem mitzvah. But when it comes to tzedakah, shalo lishma is also good, more so than other mitzvos. Because after all, why does the ani care what your machshava is? Bottom line is, as long as he has food on the table, he's good and he's happy. Why would he care what your machshava is? That's how a lot of the Achronim write. Says the Beis HaLevi, but based on my analysis of this conversation between Tarnas Rofus and Rabbi Akiva, it's not so pashut. It could be that your machshava does matter. Why? According to Rabbi Akiva's initial response to Tarnas Rofus, the idea of tzedakah is not to support the aniyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will support the aniyim if we don't, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not angry at them. If we don't do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just giving us the chance to do it first, before he comes in and saves them, so that we could be zocha. But the aniyim, at the end of the day, are going to have food on the table one way or the other. So does the ani care whether we give it to him or not? The only thing that matters is the lishma. It's not about the ani. Because the ani could care less whether we give it to him. At the end of the day, he's going to get it anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. So then you understand that tzedakah is going to be tully in lishma every bit as much as any other mitzvah. Because it's all about the nosein. Meaning, a good way to say it is that there are some mitzvahs that are goal-oriented mitzvahs, and some mitzvahs that were focused on the maisa, on the person who's doing the maisa. It's tzedakah about accomplishing the goal of giving the guy what he needs. So according to the first response of Rabbi Akiva, no, not at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of that, whether we do it or not. The goal is going to be accomplished. It's about us doing the maisa. It's about us giving the tzedakah. And if it's about our maisa mitzvah, then it's just like glue, love, and sukkah, and everything else. That's a maisa mitzvah that's tali and lishma, that you need kavana l'shem mitzvah. But according to the second response of Rabbi Akiva, that takes into account Tonishrovus' assumption that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taka angry at the Aniyim and he's punishing them, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be mefarnes them if we don't come in and are mefarnes them, and we're just taking care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at them, then we understand very well that it is tali on what you give them, on what they have at the end of the day, because if we don't give them, they're not going to get. And then you can understand that Lishma doesn't really matter as much. Because what does the Ani care whether we're Lishma or not Lishma? At the end of the day, he just cares that he has food on the table. He could care less whether we are Lishma or we're not Lishma. The Beis Halevi goes on to say that there's a fundamental difference between when you give tzedakah Lishma and when you give it Shalal Lishma. If you give it Shalal Lishma, so it's not really, it could be that if you hold Mitzvah Suk Skavani, you're not giving it Lishem Mitzvah, so you aren't Mekayim the Mitzvah. But you're no longer chayiv in the mitzvah because he's taken care of. Meaning, when does the chayiv come in? When there's an ani in front of you. If, bottom line, you gave it to him shalal l'shma without kavanah l'shem mitzvah. So maybe you're not mekayim the mitzvah, but at the end of the day, you're pater from the mitzvah. Mashal ma davadoma, it's like you have a beggar of dalat kanfos, and instead of putting on tzitzis on the corners, you cut a corner off, and you rounded off one of the corners. So you're not chayiv in the mitzvah anymore. Were you mekayim a mitzvah? Certainly not. But you're not chayiv in the mitzvah anymore. That's how the Beis Halevi understands the two elements of tzedakah, the maisa-oriented element of tzedakah and the goal-oriented element of tzedakah. Okay, that's the drasha of the Beis Halevi, beautiful drasha. Says the Gemara Vayter. Darash Amidu Rabbi Shalom. K'shem Shem Zonos of Shalom K'suv L'Omer Hashana. Just like a person's food, a person's sustenance is determined from Rosh Hashanah, so to what a person is going to be lacking, what a person is going to be missing, is also determined, predetermined already from Rosh Hashanah. Zacha lo pros l'rav lachmecha. If he's zocha, then he's going to be able to, whatever money he's going to lose is going to be through giving tzedakah to aniyim. Lo zacha, if he's not zocha, v'aniyim rudim tavi bayis. Then it's going to end up by people coming and pressuring him and taking away his money, because at the end of the day, his chesronos, whatever money he's going to lose, is already predetermined, so he's not going to be able to control it one way or the other by holding on to his money. He's not going to be able to hold on to the money. If he doesn't give it for tzedakah, someone else will take it away from him. Just like the nephews of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Chazaluhu b'chilma, he saw in a dream, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai saw about them in a dream, that year they were going to be out 700 dinars. Now, one way or the other, they were going to be out 700 dinars. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai saw it in the dream. They didn't see it in the dream. So Asinu Shakal Minay L'Tzedakah. So he kept on pressuring them and forcing them to give tzedakah. Pashka Bayushiv Sardinri. At the end of the year, they had given away 683 dinars for tzedakah, and they were left with 17 dinars at the end of the year. Kimat Amal Yom Kippuri. When Erev Yom Kippur came, Shadu De Bekesa Naktinu. The Bekesa came and they took away the money. Amalu Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to them, "Lo tidchul and shivsa dinu gabaychu shaklinu minaychu." So he said, "Don't worry about it. Those 17 dinars that you lost were going to be lost to you anyway. That they took away from you 17 dinars that you were predestined to lose no matter what." Samrile minayadat. So they said, "What? What are you talking about? Where did you know that from? How do you know we were predestined to lose it?" Samalu, he says, "Okay, I'll tell you my secret. Chama chazayiluchu. I happen to have seen a dream where I saw that you were going to lose X amount of dinars, and that's why I've been pressuring you to give tzedakah all year, because I wanted you to be zocha to give it through tzedakah." So why didn't you tell us? If you would have told us that it was going to be 700 dinars, we would have given all 700 dinars. We wouldn't have kept 17 for ourselves. And then the money would have all gone to tzedakah. He said, "No, I figured it better for you to do the mitzvah lishma, so I wanted you to give the tzedakah not knowing that this money was going to be gone one way or the other. So I want you to do the mitzvah lishma." This relates directly to the previous discussion with the Beis Halevi. If tzedakah is about supporting the aniyim, how could Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai do such a thing? At the expense of the aniyim, he's going to say, better for you to do the mitzvah lishma. Bottom line, the aniyim are now out 17 dinars because he was trying to make his cousins, his nephews, into tzaddikim. And the bottom line is that it's at the expense of the aniyim. So we must say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held like the first day of Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva's initial response was, that no, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not angry at the aniyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of the Aniyim one way or the other. What these guys give to the Aniyim is not going to determine the Aniyim's bottom line. It's not going to affect the bottom line of the Aniyim one single bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of that. What's the point of the mitzvah of tzedakah? It's lahatzilenu midina shel gehenim. It's for us. It's to save us from gehenim. So when focused on that, on the nosein, and whether it saves us from dina shel gehenim, so then you understand very well why he had to give, why they had to give it lishma. Because the mitzvah lishma is going to be so much more impactful than the mitzvah shel lishma. So as Gemara writes, Rav Papa Avasalach Bedargar, Rav Papa was climbing up on a ladder, ishtamid kari by the maple, and his foot slipped and he was about to fall. Amar hashta kei mechayiv man de sanilan kemechali shabas kovde avod chavim. He says, Ayvei, now I've become mechayiv misa like someone who was mechal shabas or ovid avod zara. Meaning, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara Makos and elsewhere tells us that even though the dalin misos batlu, din dalin misos lo batlu. Even though we no longer give the dalin misos based in, right, we no longer impose it on anybody, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu still sees to it that the Dalet Misos Beis Din are still in effect. So if someone is going to be Chayiv Skila, he'll fall off a high place like someone who gets Skila where they push him off a cliff. Right? So all those things happen, it's just it happens Al Yidei Shemayim as opposed to Al Yidei Beis Din. So he's falling off a ladder, he says, Ayvei, I must be Chayiv Skila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is treating me like a Mechal HaShabbos, like an Ovid Avod Zara. I don't know how long he felt in danger for, but long enough to think that. So Amar Lechia Bar Rav Midifti L'Rav Papa Shema Ani Bal Yadchav Lo Parnasto. So he said. Lechia Bar Rav Midifti said to Rav Papa, No, maybe you're not Chayiv Misa, Chayiv Skila. Maybe it's just that an Ani came to you and you didn't give him money, and that's why this is happening to you. D'Tanya Rav Shuben Karcha Omer Kol Amalim Einam Minat Tzedaka Kilovir Avodas Kachavim. Because we're told that anyone who hides his face from Tzedaka, it's as if he's violated Avodah Zara. Ksiv Hacha Yisham Lecha Penyah Davar Mavav. So you see that someone doesn't give tzedakah is ki'ilu that he's over avodah zarah. There's a very famous gra. The gra says that on the pasuk pasach tiftach, the trap on that phrase of pasach tiftach is indicative of this story in the Gemara. Because what happens in the Gemara? The step of the ladder breaks and he's about to fall from the ladder because he didn't give tzedakah. What's the trap on Pesach Tiftach? Darga Sevir, which in Aramaic means a broken step. Right? So it's dafka by Pesach Tiftach. If you're chaser in the mitzvah Pesach Tiftach, so that's when Darga Sevir, that's when you're going to have the broken step on the ladder that a person is going to fall down. The Gra, I don't think the Gra wrote that. Meaning most of what we have from the Gra didn't write. The Gra only wrote the Bir HaGra. Everything else is just in the name of Talmidim, in the name of the Gra. But that's what they say in the name of the Gra. You have to look back when the names for the trap were invented, right? The Gemara says the trap is Halach L'Moshe Misinai. But I don't think the names for the trap are Halach L'Moshe Misinai. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think the Gemara ever even talks about names for the trap. I'm not sure when that came in, if it was Al-Pi Ruach HaKodesh or whatever, but the Gemara certainly assumes that the names of the trap itself have significance as well. Why is it that someone doesn't get stuck as Kilu Avir Avodah Zarah? So the Nesivos has a beautiful little sefer called Emes LeYaakov. Most people, when they quote Emes LeYaakov, they quote Emes LeYaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's Emes LeYaakov. The Nesivos, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, has a beautiful little sefer called Emes LeYaakov, which is Chidushim and Agadat Gemaras in Shas. And he says that the reason why someone who doesn't give tzedakah is considered as an Ovid Avodah Zarah is because by not giving tzedakah, he's showing that he doesn't believe that all of his money is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He really believes Kochi Valtzimiyadi. Because if you believe that it was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to even out the cheshbonos at the end of the day, he'll realize that he's not losing anything by giving tzedakah. So it must be that he thinks it's Kochi Valtzimiyadi, and that's Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah, that you understand very well, is Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Pesach Einayim, quoted in the Biurei Adaf over here, says, no, it's a different idea. It's because it says in Chumash, Ki beglal adavar zeh yivarechcha Hashem. You give tzedakah and God will bless you. It says in Navi, Hello pros l'rov lachmecha. It says in Ksuvim tzedakah tassel mimaves. And Chazal keep on telling us about the great schar of giving tzedakah. So if you don't give tzedakah in spite of all the promises of great schar and long life and all the rest, so you're showing that you don't believe in Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Chazal. This is one of the areas, there's one mitzvah where it says it in every book of halachic literature that we have, in Torah, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Chazal, everywhere it says about tzedakah. So by not giving tzedakah, you're showing that you're not mamin in Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Chazal. It shows through and through you don't believe in Torah. Another pshat he quotes here from the Einei Kol Chai, that Chazal say that anius is one of the things that causes a person to question God. When a person struggles financially, very often they start to have emunah issues. So when you have the ability to save a person from such emunah issues, and you don't, it's ki'ilu you're causing the person to be avid avodah zarah, and that's why tzedakah is compared to avodah zarah. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi called tzedakah v'chesed sheYisrael osin b'ol mazeh, shalom gadol praklitim gadolim bein Yisrael avin shebashamayim. Any tzedakah and chesed a person does in this world creates a great peace and great palaces between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar, Komar Hashem al tovah beis mirzach v'al teilich lispod v'al tonu v'hem ki asafti eshlomi me'es ha'amazeh es ha'chesed v'es ha'rachamim. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say he's been osef, he's gathered together the shalom from our nation? Es ha'chesed v'es ha'rachamim. Through chesed and rachamim. When we do chesed and rachamim, and we give tzedakah, chesed zu gemilz chasadim, rachamim zu tzedakah. So when we do those things, gemilz chasadim and tzedakah, creates shalom between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tanya, we do omer, gedol tzedakah shemakreves as a geula. Tzedakah is so great, it brings us closer to geula. Shnemar koamar Hashem shimru mishpat vasu tzedakah, ki krova yishuasi lavo, vitzidkasi lihigalos. It says beferish in the pasuk, you do tzedakah, and krova yishuasi lavo, and then the Yeshua is karov, it's on its way. He used to say there are 10 things that are hard that were created in the world. Har kasha, mountains are hard, barzel mechadcho, but iron cuts through a mountain. Barzel kasha, a iron is hard, or mefapo, the fire can melt the iron. Or kasha, fire is hard, mayim mechabenoso, the water can put out the fire. Mayim kashim, the water is hard, avim sovlin l'san, but the clouds can hold the water. Avim kashim, clouds are hard, ruach mifazartan, the wind blows the clouds. Ruach kasha, the wind is hard, guf sovlo, the body is able to hold in wind, because we breathe air. Guf kasha, pachat shovro, the body is hard, but fear breaks the body. Pachat kasha, yayin mafigo, so fear is very difficult, but wine can take away a lot of fear, right? Person drinks and they forget their fears. Yayin kasha, shina mefakachto. So wine is obviously very effective, and yet sleep takes off the effect of the wine. Umisa kasha, death is very umisa kasha mikulam, and death is worse than all of them. And nevertheless, utztaka metzalas min amisa. Tztaka saves us from death. Tchsiv utztaka tatzal mimaves. Darash Rabbi Distoib Rabbi Yanai, Bo Reish Lokim Nisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas V'dam. Come and take a look how different HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are than people's ways. Midas Bas V'dam Adam Evi Dorun Gadol Melech Safing Mekablan Asa Amenu Safing E Mekablan Asa Amenu. The Midas Bas V'dam is that a person brings a gift to the king, so maybe he'll be Mekablet, maybe he won't be Mekablet. V'imtim Tzalom and Mekablan Asa Amenu, and even if he is going to be Mekabel our gift from us, Safing Ra Pnei Melech Safing En Ra Pnei Melech. You may get to see the king, you may not get to see the king, you don't know. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Enu Ken, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Adam Nosim Pruta Lani Zocha Mekal B'nei Shechina. Person gives a Pruta to a poor man, and he Zocha to be Mekal B'nei Shechina. Shneem Ani B'tzedek Ech Ze Panecha Esva B'Hakitz Tumunascha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to see us. So the Mara Kohen in the back of the Gemara is Meir over here that your Mekab Bnei Shechina, he says Yeshlomar Od Dahainu D'Chsiv Nami B'Krei D'Torah B'Sof Parshas Re'ei. He says that's why at the end of Parshas Re'ei, what do the Pesukim say? V'Samachta B'Chagecha etc. V'Ager V'Yasom, that you're supposed to give money and food to the Ger and the Yasom through your Simcha Sachag. And then what does it say? Lo Yira Es Pnei Hashem Reikam Shalosh Panim Bashani Yira Kol Zuchurcha Es Pnei Hashem. Right when the Torah is telling us that we have a mitzvah of seeing, of being mekabel pnei shechina, the Torah tells us how to be mekabel pnei shechina. Right? How is a person mekabel pnei shechina? By giving tzedakah. Take care of the ger, the yasom, the almana, the ani. Take care of all those people, and then you can be able to be mekabel pnei shechina at the shalosh regalim. Gevaldik avart in the parsha of Leah Leregel, of being mekabel pnei shechina, that it relates to tzedakah, gives us the ability to be mekabel pnei shechina. Says Gemara Vayter, Rav Elazar Yav Pruta. Rav Elazar used to give a pruta to a poor man, and then he would daven. Amar, he would say, "Ksiv ani b'tzedek echsa panecha." It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to greet us, b'tzedek. That's why we give tzedakah in shul. That's why we have pushkas in the shul. So a person gives tzedakah because that's going to give us a greater sense of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina that we can greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May Espa Bahakitz Tumenascha, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Elu Talmid HaChachamim. This is a reference to Talmid HaChachamim, Shemenad and Shina Meheneihem B'Olam Hazeh, who don't sleep much in Olam Hazeh, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazin Maspi and Mizev HaShechina L'Olam Habah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to satiate them with the glory of the Shechina in Olam Habah. Amar Rav Yochanan, May Dichsev Malva Hashem Chorin Dal. What does the Pasuk mean when it says Malva Hashem Chorin Dal? Il Malei Mikra Kasev Yev Shal Amar. It's one of those things that if the Pasuk didn't say it, we would not be allowed to say it. Kaviyachol Evel Dovel Lishmalva. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes us one. When we give tzedakah, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes us something. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan Rami Ksiv Lo Yoel Hon Beyom Evra Tzedakah Tatsal Maves. It says that money is not going to help us on the day of Evra, of God's anger, and tzedakah will save us from death. Uksiv Lo Yoilu Otzos Rasha Tzedakah Tatsal Maves. Shtei Tzedakah Salal Olam. It's not really Rami. That's why I took the word Rami out. It's not a contradiction. It's really that it's extra. Why do you need two psukim? Tell me the same exact idea. That tzedakah tatzim maves. So answers the Gemara, achas shemitzilasa mimisa mishuna, v'achas shemitzilasa midina shal gehenim. One to teach us that tzedakah saves us from an unusual death, and one to tell us that tzedakah saves us from gehenim. V'ezu shemitzilasa midina shal gehenim. What kind of tzedakah saves us from gehenim? Ha'u d'chsiv bei evra. D'chsiv yom evra yom ahu. It's the pasuk that says evra in it, because gehenim is described as a yom evra. So with that type of tzedakah, is that pasuk refers to the tzedakah that saves us from Gehenim. Ve'ezu isha metzilasu misu mishuna. And what's the tzedakah that saves us from unusual death? Nosna ve'eni yodeh l'mino, so nota ve'eni yodeh miminotla. If a person giving doesn't know who he's giving to, and the person receiving does not know who he's receiving from, that's the highest level of tzedakah. We know the Rambam lists in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph through Tes Vav, really, of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam lists the eight levels of tzedakah. And what's the highest level of tzedakah? That ain l'malem mimenu, someone who supports somebody and doesn't know who he's supporting, and the one who's being supported doesn't know who is supporting him. That is the highest level of tzedakah. That's what's going to save us from Misa Mishuna. Fractosos, which is greater, to be saved from Misa Mishuna or to be saved from Gehenim? Chari being saved from Gehenim is much greater. So why is the highest level of tzedakah only going to save us from Misa Mishuna, not from Gehenim? He says, the greatest level of tzedakah should save us from Gehenim, which is the greatest evil. He says, no, all mitzvahs that we do save us from Gehenim. That's what mitzvahs are for. They're for our Olam Haba. And our Olam Haba saves us from Gehenim. But it's very rare to find a mitzvah that we're actually going to be paid for in this world, that's actually going to help us here. So it takes a very big mitzvah to be effective in this world. That's what it says in Kiddushin. Right? That's, there are very few things that are both that help us both in the next world, and not only in the next world, but even in this world. And that's the highest level of tzedakah. Says Gemara, Nosna ven yodeh l'min nosna, lafuke mid marukva. Giving and not knowing who you're giving to is to tell us not like Marukva did. Marukva, the way Marukva used to give tzedakah, the Gemara Ksuba Sabach Zayin tells us, he used to go and leave money at the doorstep of the poor man every week. He would leave money at his doorstep, and then he would run away. So he knew exactly who he was giving the tzedakah to. The poor man had no idea who he was giving the tzedakah to. The Gemara over there tells the remarkable story that one time Marukva was leaving the money there. He was going with his wife and he was dropping off the money, and the poor man was waiting by the door because he wanted to see who was giving him the money. And he quickly opened the door and Marukva ran. He and his wife ran. They didn't want the guy to see them. And eventually they ran. They had nowhere to turn, and the only place to run was inside a furnace. So they ran into this furnace, and Marukva's feet were burning him because he was stepping on the coals. And his wife said, my feet aren't burning. Put your feet on top of my feet and I'll protect you. And Marukva got really upset because he said, why are her feet not burning? I'm the one that gives the tzedakah every week. She says, no, because when you give tzedakah, you give money. And what does the Yani have to do with the money? He still has to go and buy food. when the ani comes to my door, to our door, I give him fresh baked cookies, I give him a coffee, I give him something that he can benefit from right away. So that's why my tzedakah is on a little bit of a higher level. But anyway, notah ven yodeh min notah lafukah min Rabbi Abba. Notah ven yodeh min notah tells me not like Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba used to walk around with a backpack full of money, an open backpack full of money, and he'd walk through the streets, and aniyim would just come up from behind him and take the money out of his backpack. So he wouldn't see them, so he had no idea who he was giving to, but they knew exactly who they were taking from. It's the guy with the backpack. Right, so that was a high level of tzedakah, but not the highest. So what should a person do in order to make sure that it's totally anonymous? It doesn't seem like the highest level of tzedakah, but putting money in a pushka, that's taka, the highest level of tzedakah. You don't know who it's going to, they don't know who's getting it. What should a person do if he wants to have male children? He should. So three approaches. Rabbi Lazar says you should give money to poor people. Rabbi Shomer Yismach Yishol Dvar Mitzvah. He should make sure his wife is into it before that he has beer with her, to make sure she's comfortable and whatever. You shouldn't put money into a pushka unless the guy in charge of the funds is like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. So don't you see that giving money to a pushka is not the greatest idea? It is the greatest idea when the person in charge of it is like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Tosfos again points out, you don't have to be like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion on every level. The guy doesn't have to be a tzaddik like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. He just has to be trustworthy like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. The Rambam writes he has to be a Talmud Chacham also, because then he quotes from Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, it's got to be Talmud Chacham. So, and not just trustworthy. But anyway, the Radvaz says that when the Rambam says he has to be a Talmud Chacham like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, good luck finding someone like that. It means Yiftach Bedaro Kishmul Bedaro, that someone in our generation who's considered a Talmud Chacham, it does love Dafka like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. But he does have to be a Talmud Chacham. Amr Rabbi Yavahu, Amr Moshe of Nekor Shbarchu, Ribbono Shalom, Vamet Arim Karen Yisrael. Moshe says to Nekor Shbarchu, how are we going to raise the glory of Israel? Amr Lo B'chi Tisa, Nekor Shbarchu says, by collecting tzedakah. Amr Rabbi Yavahu, Shalu Shlomo ben David, Ad Heichem Kol Chashot Tzedakah. They ask Shlomo ben David, how strong tzedakah is. Amr Len Tzuru Ma'pi Rish David Abba. He says, go look what my father said. Pizer Nasan Levyonim Tzidkasu Amedes La'ad, Karno Tarim B'kavod. That you give tzedakah, it's going to be great glory. Rabbi Abba Amr Mehacha, Hu meromim yishkon mitzuda slayim miskavo lach manasan meim of ne'amanim. Matam meromim yishkon mitzuda slayim miskavo. Why are we zochet to such brachas? Mishum delach manasan meim of ne'amanim. Because we give tzedakah. V'amar Rabbi Yavahu, Shalu Shlomo Ezu ben Olam Haba. They ask Shlomo, who's going to be zochet Olam Haba? Amar lahem, kol shekneged zaken of kavod. Anyone whose kavod relates to his zikna, relates to the fact that he's Talmud Chacham. Ki ad Yosef prayed Rabbi Shua, chalash ingid. Like Rabbi Yosef prayed Rabbi Shua got sick once, and he sort of went over to the other side. He saw what was going on in the Olam HaEmes. Amalu Avua, so his father said to him, my chazis, what did you see on the other side? Amalei Olam Hafuch Reisi. He said, I saw an upside down world. Elyonim Lamata V'tachtonim Lamala. Those who are respected in this world and not respected in the next world. Those who are not respected in this world are respected in the next world. Amalei Olam Baru Reisi. He said, no, you saw with absolute clear vision. And by the way, how are we in that world? Do they respect us? We're unique. Just like they respect us here in this world, they respect us in the next world. And I also overheard that they were saying, fortunate is one who comes here and is Talmud Biyado, which Pashtus means is very fluent in his learning. He knows his learning very well. Because they're going to ask him about his learning in the great Bechina up in Shemaim, he's going to be ready for it. The Marsha says also that Talmud Abiyad, the person who takes notes in learning. Because when you write down things, you remember them much more easily. And also I heard them saying that Haruge Malchus are so great, no one else can be on their level in the Olam HaEmes. Which Haruge Malchus are referring to? If it's about Rabbi Akiva and the Asar Haruge Malchus, what? Because they were Haruge Malchus, no one's on their level? Anyway, they were great tzaddikim. Pshita, b'lav hachinami, even without being Haruge Malchus. Ella Haruge Lud, it refers to the Haruge Lud, Rashi tells tells us Lulainus and Pappus were both brothers who basically took the fall for all of Klal Yisrael, that they had to take the fall for a crime that was committed, and they took the blame for it, even though they were innocent, to save the rest of Klal Yisrael. So they were Harugei Malchus, who as a result of being Harugei Malchus, were saved from Gehenim. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai L'Talmidav, B'ni, Ma'u Shomer HaKasuv Tzedakah Torah M'Gai V'Chesed L'Mechatas. He says, I want you to tell me Pshat in the Pasuk, Tzedakah Torah M'Gai and Chesed L'Mechatas. And the Gemara is going to give six Pshat in this Pasuk. I don't know if we're going to get to all of them. Number one, Nen Reb Lazar Amar Tzedakah Torah M'Gai Elu Yisrael. A nation is going to be uplifted by Tzedakah. That's the Jewish people. The Tzivim Yikam Chesrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Because Klal Yisrael is referred to as a guy. The Chesed L'Mechatas, called Tzedakah V'Chesed Shumas of the Chav Malsin Chetu Lehen. Any tzedakah v'chesed that they do is considered an avera. Sheinam osmel is gadol bo, because they're only doing it in order to gain glory through it. K'mosh ne'emar, di lahavon ma'akravin nichalchen la'alah shemayim metzalya l'chei malko benohi. U'da avarach ilav tzedakah gemuri, fracting more. But wait a second. If you do that, is it not a high level of tzedakah when you give tzedakah in order to get rewarded? V'atanya omer sel ezel tzedakah b'shul sheyichu b'ni b'shul she'eskol l'maba, hariz etzad gamur. It says that someone who gives tzedakah for schar, with the interest of getting schar, that his son should live, or that he'll get all Abba, he's a tzaddik gomer in the midst of tzedakah. So what's wrong with giving tzedakah al-manas to get tzchar? So lo kasha, kan b'Yisrael, kan b'Avid Chavim. Difference between Klal Yisrael and Avid Chavim. Mitzvah Eson points out, even though normally we say that there's nothing that's going to be usher for a non-Jew and mutter for a Jew, right? Any mitzvah that the Jew has, the non-Jews also can have, that's only by Isurin. But by a mitzvah, we could have different rules. That the Avid Chavim who gives Shalol Lashma is not good. The Jew who gives Shalol Lashma is good. We'll do one more answer. Nen Rabbi Shuv Amr Tzedakah Torah M'Gai Elu Yisrael. Tzedakah Torah M'Gai refers to Jews. Tichsiv Mikam Chesol Gai Echad. V'chesed Lumim Chatas called Tzedakah V'chesed Shum Sof Dichav Mosin Chetu Lehen. Anytime they give Tzedakah, it's considered a Chet. Why? She Nelson El Kadesh Yatim Shok Malchus, and they're doing it so that their Malchus could last longer. Shnemer Lehen Malka Malka Yishmar Alecha V'chitech B'Tzedakah Parok V'Visicham B'Mechan Anyan Hein Tavi Arkelish Lusayich L'Shal V'Sayich. That they're going to have extended Malchus as a result of giving Tzedakah, and that's the only reason they're giving, and therefore it's considered a chet. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll do the other four answers tomorrow, and we'll go weiter in the Agadah.